Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite numbers for commodities. In Chicago, March wheat is 732 unchanged. The July is 742 and a half, up 1 1/4. March wheat in Kansas City is 778 unchanged, and the July 798 and a half, up a half. March corn 693 3/4, down 2 1/2. July 681 3/4, down 5 1/4. December 562 1/2, down a half. March soybeans 1417 1/4, down 3 1/2. July 1396 1/2, down 4 1/2. November 1273, down 3. March soybean meal 407.60, down 270. March soybean oil 51.19, now 18, up 8. February live cattle 125.55, down 50. March feeder cattle 142.07 1/2. Down 117 1/2, and February lean hogs 87.37 1/2, and they are up 12 1/2.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting on March 5th is sure to attract a crowd. We've got a great lineup of panels. We've got presentations on the changing southern U.S. farm landscape, projected land values in 2013, diversifying into livestock, and, of course, our popular marketing panels on soybeans, corn, and cash grain. Guarantee your seats by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a Beef House continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line. The number to call is 217-333-7300. And it's almost last chance Texaco on the tickets. We have a handful of those left. If you have thought about going but haven't gotten your tickets yet, this fair warning. Give a call at 217-333-7300. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Another day, another low for the move in the corn market, at least on the front month.
Well, that's true, and, you know, it's kind of interesting because when you listen to the chatter that's going on out in the marketplace, you know, they're saying that futures are lower on the prospects of much better crops coming out of South America and things like that, and yet it seems to be the nearbys that are taking it. Although in the last few minutes, we turned corn around 6 cents, beans around 14 cents, wheat up 10 cents. And, you know, I think that basically people have recognized that this is possibly a very good buying opportunity. Farmers are no longer selling. You know, we're getting close to oversold, especially in the corn market. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. This is a tough week when you've got lunar holiday and you've got Carnival going on. Boy, it's not easy at this marketplace.
Well, I think that what we're seeing, at least in this last few minutes, might be response to the crush. U.S. ethanol production up 1.9% for the week.
Oh, there's no question about that. In fact, I was just going to go there. We actually had 4 ethanol plants that reopened, and that was reconfirmed when you saw that the output went up 1.9%. And so, you know, that certainly didn't hurt anything. The crush didn't hurt anything. And, you know, one of the big, the two big featured sellers that we've seen the last 2 days have been the European fund sellers on the overnights and some of your managed funds. And, again, you know, when you read the blurbs on these guys, most of it is on an attitude that we're going to get a lot more corn and a lot more beans. But, you know, what's that going to do for our nearbys?
Mm-hmm. And the other fact in that report was that the stocks fell by 3% into 19.5 million barrels, which suggests crush margins and blending margins are improving.
Oh, there's no question. And you know, when you looked at the, let's pop back to the ethanol side of things. When you looked at ethanol, there was absolutely, you know, I did not believe for a minute that we were necessarily shutting down because of profitability. When you looked at the difference between the RBOB and the ethanol contracts, right now it's at 1.29. Hmm. One or below is when you would expect to see things start to shut down due to profitability. I think a lot of it had to do with sourcing of grain, aflatoxin issues. In fact, I just talked to one of our guys out in Nebraska, and one of their local units that they've got like five different outlets, and they hold about 3 million bushels of grain on hand almost all the time. They're down to 500,000. That's all they've got left in storage, and they're just having a terrible time finding grain anyplace.
It seems to me what we've been seeing since the Wisely report is long saying, get me out.
Well, I think what we've been seeing is, you know, the WASDE report came in, and the WASDE report had some surprises in it, but it didn't have enough surprises in it to really change very much. And so at that point in time, my opinion right now, Dave, is that this has been a range trading market, and what we did this week was we tested. And that's not always a bad thing. I know it's a tough thing for producers to see these markets go to these levels, but the market does have to test and look at what the sentiment is on the marketplace. And so it isn't always bad to get it done. It's always easier to go down than it is to go up. And so I think that, you know, longs basically, that's exactly what we've seen. We've seen long liquidation. We haven't seen any addition of shorts. And so that gives, mm-hmm. you know, that's where my opinion comes from, that we are starting to see the bottoms here come into the marketplace.
Okay, so are you suggesting this from a timing standpoint, from a technical standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint? What makes you believe that?
Well, I think when you look at it from a technical standpoint, you look at March corn, 686.5 was the low we put in January. We went down to 687.25 today and just came bouncing back off of it. You look at March beans, 1399, of course, is what I believe is very strong support, that $13.99, $14. That's also the 62% retracement on a daily month. And we made it to 1404 and have bounced back. Doesn't mean we may not go down and test 14, but we got mighty darn close. Wheat, we actually broke the monthly 62% retracement.
Yes.
And so, you know, wheat needs to close above 733.5. And we're currently at 733.25. You know, we went down to 722.5 and just came flying back up. So it tells me that there's some people who are willing to do this, and technicals would support that idea, you know, unless we break these and close below those numbers.
From a fundamental standpoint, what potential new news might be on the horizon that we haven't already beat to death?
Yeah, from a fundamental standpoint, I think that we are again going to continue to be subject to weather. Weather here in the United States, I think part of what happened yesterday especially was the fact that we had snow and rain down in the south. We know that this is the time of year when they start to plant, and it is. We also know that that's where the drought started, and I think, you know, you have a certain amount of people that say, hey, they got some rain down there, the drought must be over. Everything's A-okay. River levels have come back up, and that's primarily been because we've had frozen ground and the water runs off, which is a good thing, not a bad thing. But in general, as we move forward here, I think that we're in a situation where the market is just going to be extremely sensitive to anything that goes on in South America, including, you know, the potential for a strike next week in Brazil. And they'll be watching closely on Sunday night as the market comes back, you know, as we start to see China come back into the marketplace, and their futures are running again. You know, their futures are closed for this week.
All right.
And so that's used very much as a guideline. But from a fundamental standpoint, I don't know how much more you can talk about it. I mean, we're short of corn, we're short of beans. We know that. Until it really shows up, I guess, you know, the market isn't necessarily willing to do that and give it any credit.
All right, Jackie, thank you much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 695.25 down one. July, 683.5 down 3.5. December, 563 unchanged. March beans, 1417.25 down 3.5. July, 1396.25 down 4.75. And November at 1273 is down 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.